This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In 2014, Michael Brown, an 18-year-old black teenager, was shot dead by a white police officer in Ferguson, Missouri. Days of civil unrest followed, throwing a spotlight on a community struggling with underemployment, deep-rooted racial issues, and a flawed criminal justice system. It also added fuel to the Black Lives Matter movement. Since Brown's death, political change has come to Ferguson. And as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, its economy is changing.
It's been more than 2 years since the shooting, and people are still curious about Ferguson. So, every so often, the neighborhood where Michael Brown was killed becomes a stopping point for tour groups.
And then there's a dove that marks the area right where he was killed and where he laid 4.5 hours.
Ferguson City Councilwoman Laverne Mitchum is guiding a group from the National Coalition of Black Meeting Planners, which is hosting its annual conference in St. Louis. As the bus pulled up to the site of Brown's death, neighborhood kids doing tricks on their bikes stopped to gawk at the strangers who were gawking at their neighborhood. But this bus tour wasn't just about Ferguson's past.
Now this coming up is the Metrolink, and this is going to connect transportation for all of North County. And see, it helps our economy because of the jobs and everything.
Some businesses along the main road, destroyed in the aftermath of the shooting, still haven't reopened. But Mitchum prefers to focus on the new.
We have a Starbucks and several businesses here on West Florissant that have, since Michael Brown was killed and all of the civil unrest, that have come to our community.
One of those businesses is the medical coding company Centene. It's built a sprawling new complex just off the main road through Ferguson. The smell of fresh paint still lingers in some areas. Chris Van Dale is the director of claims here. He says Centene chose to locate its new branch in Ferguson after all the unrest.
You know, it felt good. It felt good to be doing something positive in an area that there wasn't always positive news about.
Workers don't need a college degree to work at Centene. The company trains people to translate complicated medical forms into data for insurers and healthcare providers. There's also a community center, a gym, and an on-site daycare where snoring toddlers nap on a winter afternoon. The daycare is particularly useful to Sonia Woods, who has a young daughter. Woods is in her 20s, grew up in Ferguson, and is now a supervisor at the facility. She says before all the attention, there weren't many opportunities for good jobs close to home.
You typically have to drive 10 to 15 miles east, west, north, or south to get to something like this. So I think that the job market was kind of small and limited, but now it's opening up.
Woods says she used to bristle at the reactions people had when she told them she was from Ferguson.
It was a time in which it was kind of hard to live here, so we've come a long way. And that was what Michael did. Like, he gave us a better opportunity than what anybody else kind of wanted to give us at the time.
Now, she says, the people of Ferguson are using that opportunity to move forward. In Ferguson, Missouri, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.